You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Dabster, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Woo-hoo. Welcome, God. It was what a week it was, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know, we had Tom Petty dying. We had Monty Hall. Mm. He will never be making another deal again.
It was Monty Hall.
I saw. Actually, I got to meet Monty Hall as he got older at a lot of the Jewish events. Uh-huh. And Monty Hall took out his hand. He would shake your hand. Uh-huh. And Monty Hall was from Canada. Uh-huh. And he was, when America, even when the game show period in America happened, 60s, he was, let's make a deal.
Okay.
He was really the classy of all the hosts. Uh-huh. So Monty Hall is in heaven.
Amen.
Tom Petty's in heaven.
Amen.
You know, and I always think of the one, she's a good girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Reseda.
Yeah.
She's right. Good. And we always.
Free falling. Think
of, free falling,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom
That's
Petty, we're
going
to do a little salute. You know, next week we'll have someone that knew him really well.
Oh, okay.
So, we follow up these shows. But it's nice to be back. Last week we took off for the Yom Kippur, religious holiday. And I want to welcome everybody. We've got a comedian. We got she's a comedian. Right? Should I tell Catherine? Catherine!
Where's
this
Catherine?
Lady you brought in? Anyway.
Anyway. Night.
And she did a I know she had Catherine in the intro. But we have a lady that you've been I think you were on the comedy tour. Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, I did.
Martin Lawrence is a good man. I met him. Mm-hmm. You've been on Conan. Conan's funny.
Yeah.
I like Conan.
Yeah, I like Conan a lot.
We got to get you on the Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Not Johnny Carson.
Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno. What I've been talking
Jay
about.
Jay Leno, yeah.
And Patti LaBelle was on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's
worse.
Well, you know, it's funny. Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno.
He's doing really well on his car show.
Uh-huh.
And NBC is doing phenomenal ratings.
Yeah. People,
I miss Jay because Jay
I do too.
Was a different type of act, you know?
Yes.
And then you are Annie McKnight.
That's it. Woo!
Annie McKnight, baby.
Push
She's
me
making
in.
Her LA Talk Radio debut or Cameron it. Sports and Live.
LA Talk.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks
and then
for having
go
me.
Go around the room and introduce yourselves.
I'm Bridget Dunn Corpella. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you in 22?
I'm not in 22.
Hey,
no.
Dawn. You not have her in 22.
I'm not in 22. I'm Dawn and Keel and I know each other from Lion King. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you played in Back East.
Right. Back East, yes.
And,
but we
Dawn told me stories.
She did.
Broadway. And she told me she's from Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A girl
Dawn's
from Philly.
Philly. Exactly.
Yeah, she's from Philly.
And
yes.
She went to a prominent school, you know, a high school in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Art school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she went to U of
she
Arts.
She says.
Yeah.
And actually, I know Dawn from Philadelphia. Actually,
see?
Are you
there
from
we go.
Actually,
no,
from
I'm
Philly?
From Boston originally.
Boston,
yeah. Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the house.
Anyway, yes.
Boston's a great place. Good pizza.
Yes.
Good pizza.
And good chowder.
Anyway, we want to give out our numbers to everyone because I know it's a mixed night because we're coming back from a horrible tragedy in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We're 58 people lost their lives.
Yeah.
And the guy, they have no motive from the guy why he would
over
kill people.
Over 500 injured, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable story. Was. I remember I was Sunday night, I was listening to MSNBC because at night, they usually have the late night,
right?
You know,
right.
Morning Joe, and all that. So I saw it. I couldn't believe it, but it shows. I'm a left wing liberal, so I'm going to say gun control. Gun control.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Can't say it enough. But, I say it in my sleep.
But what I find is you need to have tighter restrictions on guns because this guy came in. I think they said it was a box where you can make it into an automatic weapon. I'm going, what the hell?
It's crazy.
Like, he only had 48 weapons? Was that it? 48?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. He brings in 48 weapons in a hotel room, and they can't catch it with a scanner. That's going to happen in the hotels next.
Well, y'all going to say they're going to go through your luggage now.
Oh, yeah, they're going to go through
luggage. Because,
you know, for them, that experience in Vegas is like a $300, $400 experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have crazy people coming in with guns is nuts. But it was interesting to see how a city like Las Vegas, where you don't see a community atmosphere, how they all came through. Mm-hmm. The police department. Mm-hmm. And I dealt with Metro because I was there at a thing. They're very nice. Metro, they're the local police. And then you get confused because they have a mayor of the Strip and then the mayor of Las Vegas.
Okay.
So we have Goodman, his wife, who runs Las Vegas proper, then someone who runs the Strip. So it's like confusing.
Yeah.
Then as you get into Vegas, there's cities like Summerlin. There's like Green Valley, which is Henderson.
Henderson, yeah.
And it gets so confusing after that.
Yeah.
I was confused. I said, where the hell am I going?
Yeah.
And we ended up in Lake Las Vegas, that area. It was really nice, actually. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, our prayers go out to all those people that perished.
Yes, absolutely.
And all the families. And we're trying to get a few of the families to come on. Because we don't want to rush these folks. Because
you
go through something like that,
it's
horror.
Yeah.
Let's get out and vote.
What do you think of the news coverage?
Let's try to make something about it.
What do you guys think of the news coverage? Was it too over the top?
Well, something like that, it has to be. You can't really expect nothing more than that. You know, I think that the coverage was good. I think that that's more than what we need. That's the last thing we need now, that we need to let people, like you young man was here earlier, in regards to the gun control. We definitely need to talk to the, with the NRA, and we need to talk to that association so they can stop and make a difference. And with assault weapons, you know, there need to be a cap on what a person can buy.
Exactly, exactly. You don't have to take away that amendment, or, you know, that
Second Amendment right.
It's so important to Americans, to take those automatics off the shelves. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not, that's not, it, you don't need it.
Well,
and
the NRA
range was because he had a bear gun and he also had a I think it was some of the rifle, that, a deer, a bear and a deer gun. And
what do you do, kill a deer?
And they found numerous, you know, amounts of weapons in his home. I mean, so I think you really need to start looking at background
and bombs.
Checks.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And really, you know.
And by the way, the girlfriend didn't know. He sent his girlfriend to the Philippines. But only $100,000 she would get.
She knew.
And that's, she knows a lot. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm buying that.
I think she knows
there's
a lot.
There's a lot of things I'm not buying.
I don't know.
There's a machine gun in the backyard.
I'm going to drink my tea because there's a lot I'm not buying.
Yeah, that was crazy, the whole thing. So anyway, we're gonna delve into it more next week, because what we felt was this show, we want to really get to the essence of prayer. That's
Amen.
All we can do. We can't get to the violence, and we don't want to go there. But what we want to say is that we got to, like Coachella Valley, there's going to be a different Coachella Valley.
Yes.
Is someone here?
No, no.
The young girl?
You know, waving to the
little
one outside.
She's waving. Waving around the corner.
Anyway, so Coachella Valley would change, and all these outdoor events have got to change.
Right.
Some net will come. You think this is the first? It's going to be the many. This
Copycats.
Is going to happen again.
Yeah.
Copycat ones. So. Mm-hmm. And the problem with all this is we've heard it before when we had the school in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the school in Connecticut, Boston, where they have the marathon.
The marathon. Mm-hmm.
And we just had it in Bakersfield last year. Again,
they had
and again,
it in Aurora.
Guns
for the, you
do
know,
not in Aurora.
Movie, yeah.
And when you go to Colorado, I went there. Sad, sad time in Aurora. But I'm just saying, this gun thing got to stop. We don't need, you don't need 20 guns. You don't need, all you need is one for your protection. But you don't need more than that. So I know I'm going to get some NRA people going to say I'm a communist. I sold out to
establishment
or whatever. I don't care. I'm just saying what I feel.
Them get popped in the butt,
we have to get back to our humanity.
Because that's the thing. You know, it was a country concert. I think that there were a lot of people that were conservative at the concert.
Right.
You know, and so it's not just the liberal side that's getting affected. You know,
right.
It's just it needs to stop.
Well, the moderate and the conservative. And what interesting was. I want to thank Celine Dion. She gave proceeds of her concert
in
Vegas. And then Carrot Top, who you probably know. Carrot Top gave money. And then Steve Wynn. And also the owner of the, he owns the Venetian, Bellagio. Adelson gave money. So it's very interesting to see. And we're going to talk more about it in future shows.
Got
okay, we've got some people. We're live today, so we're going to transition, as they say, the other thing. So let's first talk to our comedian.
Woo-hoo!
Comedian! Yeah. So let me hear. I'm waiting on a call from Don. Not Don. Don, what, Don's calling in? Not
Nine? Don.
Shannon's calling in.
Shannon's probably calling in.
Yeah, Shannon'll be calling in. But what I was going to say, everybody, we'll talk with this show. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a very good show. We're going to talk about Annie McKnight and
That's
her
right.
career. Mm-hmm. So, Annie, where are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Georgia.
Right, all the way from Fort Benning, Columbus, Georgia.
Are you from ATL?
No. Fort Benning, ATL is about 98 miles north of me.
So you're from what city?
I'm from Columbus.
We got people hearing you,
Fort
man.
Fort Benning, Georgia.
Around the country.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
That's it, man. And
that's it.
So you're from there? And tell us how you got into comedy.
You know, I've always been funny for some reason. People have always thought I was funny and always laughed at me. And when I was a little girl, I was the only one that was able to make my grandmother laugh out of her early days of Alzheimer's, should I say, excuse me. And so from there on, I never thought that it would become, you know, a way of me making funds for myself and supporting myself, but it did. And when I left home, went to college in South Carolina, I started working
out. South Carolina?
Out
of,
yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Columbia College, C-Square
Columbia
Girl.
College.
Mm-hmm, that's
okay.
Right. Where my C-Square girls at?
They are. They're hearing
you. College in the house, y'all. That's
and by the
right.
way, if you want to call in, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. That's a toll free call from all around the world. We got I got a message from someone from Zimbabwe.
Oh wow!
To our show. Can you imagine all the way from Zimbabwe?
Wow. Yeah.
Who's this crazy guy talking about?
Oh my god!
But we're on live on BBS Radio in the Bay Area. We're coming to you live, LA Talk Radio, LA vicinity. So we're all over the globe right now. Mm-hmm. So it's good that we have you on. So tell us. Now, who are your influences in comedy?
Oh my God, do you want to talk about it?
Wow, well,
Joan Rivers for one.
Yeah, Joan.
I just love it. Oh my God, I love it. So Joan Rivers, you know, I think I would have to say I got my quick wit from Jones, my spiky tongue, but my first nurturing days, I would have to say, came with some of the great. I want to say like Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
I used to sing. I started out singing.
Hmm.
Also, Pearl Bailey.
I met Pearl Bailey.
Did you?
I met her. She went to Cal State Northridge.
Okay, yeah. There was some.
I met her. I happened to meet her. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about Pearl Bailey. About Pearl Bailey's humor and about what she told me.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So always pursue your dream because that dream will go all the way.
I heard that.
And she got her degree. And guess what she got? She got her doctorate degree.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Pearl Bailey. So anyway, let's get a call. We got a live call.
All right.
Woo-hoo. All right. We're on LA Talk Radio, Cameron Sports Live. We're starting up again, and we're having fun, right?
Yes,
fun.
We are. That's
so
what it's all about.
Who's this on the radio?
Getting a tickle on
Who am
voice.
I talking to?
This is Carol Creekmore.
Well, welcome. Welcome. Do you have a question?
Thank you.
You have a question?
Well, I didn't really have a question. I just heard you had Annie McKnight on your show tonight.
All right.
Woo, there you go, Carol. Thank you.
We're honored to have Annie McKnight. Thank you, Kathleen.
Not only is she funny, she's a great friend and a really sweet person. You guys just don't know.
Thank you. I'm going to pay you when I get over there.
The $50 is going to you.
Yeah.
So now, I'll ask you a question because I try to be objective, you know, as a reporter or whatever I am. What do you think makes her humor so funny?
I don't know. It's just natural. She's just naturally funny. I mean, you just don't know. As a friend, she always has me laughing all the time. She's up to date.
Oh, you have her laughing?
Just don't know.
So you go to Annie McKnight. You have fun with her, and then she'll tell you a joke, right?
I'm sorry?
You go to Annie McKnight's place or wherever you guys are going, and she'll tell you a nice joke, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. All the time. Not only that, she's a really good actress, too. We're in a play together.
Yeah. Oh, what play are you in? What play?
It's called Grieving Widows. We got the next show coming up October the 21st.
Where?
At 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Great Room, the Greater Community room is what it's called. It's called, the place is called the Great Room. The Greater Community is the area where it's going to be housed.
Where is it located?
That is in 11076 Norris Boulevard, and that is in the city of Pacoima.
Pacoima?
Yeah, not too far from here.
Close from me.
That's right.
By the way, see it, because she's a very talented lady. Yeah, I would love to go. So it's going to be at the theater.
Yeah.
Are tickets available?
Yeah, it's only $20.
$20?
Tell me, come to see Anime Night, get you a deal. Half price off. Y'all,
mention our show. Let me show you. You'll pay more. Hey.
Start cussing up.
So tell us about Annie McKnight, the actress. What should we know about her?
Annie McKnight, the actress,
can
be very serious depending on the role that she's playing,
she's
a comedian. But she makes this play so funny. Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's funny. It's a comedy.
Okay.
But the part that she has, man, she took it to another level.
Ooh.
You got to come see it.
Another level.
He said.
Another level.
He said, yeah,
now,
I did.
Now, tell us. Now, we have you on the phone. Tell us about yourself real quick, and then we'll get back to Annie. How long have you been in acting or the theater? Mm-hmm. Theater. As they say in L.A.
And I've been wanting to do all my life. I did and dabbed in it in my early career, you know, my teenage years. And then I went for the okie doke. Give up your dreams.
Yeah.
Get married and raise a family. .5 kids and a dog and all that. And I did that. And I sacrificed my time in a career working for the state.
Okay.
And I retired. I retired after really putting in 36 years.
That's phenomenal.
As a manager at DMV, if you can imagine.
Oh, God, DMV is a crazy place.
I left
That's
there,
the place where
and
you
now
want to
I'm
leave.
Free.
Okay.
Now I'm free, and Annie helped me and referred me to the producer and the writer and the director of the play.
Okay.
And they called back and asked for me.
Okay.
So I guess I'm
We're going to see that play. By the way, if people want to see it, they can reserve tickets.
Yes.
By the way, do you buy tickets at the door?
Yeah, you can buy tickets at the door.
Tell us where it's located one more
the
time.
The address is 11076 Norris Avenue in the city of Pacoima.
All right.
At the Great Room, it's called the Great Room. October the 21st at 3 p.m.
So if people took the 210 freeway, would they be in that?
Yeah, they would take the 210 and then get off on the 118.
Right.
And then whip around and get off, I think, on the first street. I think it's Van Ness.
It's Glen Oaks.
Yeah,
She got his beat.
Yeah, Glen Oaks. There you go.
But anyway, I hope you have a good, nice journey on this play. And then we'll go back to Annie. But thank you so much for calling up.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure,
no Great problem. Show.
Thank you very much. And by the way, see, we get people shouting
All
back.
Right,
so
yeah.
Now tell us. Now we're gonna go to. We're gonna switch around the room. We're gonna and then we'll get back to Annie.
Okay.
Tell us about. I know Dawn real well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we were the first radio station to really publicize her.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
oh, wow.
In
yeah.
LA, because when Dawn came on my show, we were all over the joint, and she really enjoyed our show because of the humor.
Uh-huh.
And I always asked her questions about Philadelphia Eagles, so let me go get this call real quick. We'll get it. We'll jam it in. You're on Cameron Sports and Life. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, Cameron, it's Richard. How are you doing?
Richard from San Diego. He's a comedian.
That's right.
Psychic.
All right.
Works at Penny's. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so he's our levity. He's our levity.
Oh, really?
You and him are a levity point.
All right.
Tell us, Richard, what's going on with you real quick? Because we haven't heard from you in a long time.
It's been a while. I went, it's funny. I got stuck in two disasters.
Okay.
Last year, I got stuck in the Baton Rouge disaster. This year, I went up to perform in Vegas on that night.
Oh, no.
And it was quite an experience.
I bet. Where were you performing at? What place?
I was doing a corporate party, and I was near the Madeline Bay.
Okay.
Afterwards, we all went to dance at the Madeline Bay.
Oh, yeah, I know Madeline Bay, yeah.
So,
but you know what? Something better may happen for you. Something may happen for you, man. Something better may happen. See? Comedians have that.
I know.
George Carlin used to tell a story about a place he played and where that gun's going off. Mm-hmm. He goes, the guns were going off because of my jokes. I'll never forget that. But anyway,
well, at least they weren't shooting at you, Cameron.
Well, that's if I go to Orange County. Anyway, we'll go that far. Anyway, so tell us, Richard. We got two comedians here. So tell us, what makes a good comedian?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
What makes a good comic? I think somebody that could tell the truth about things and relate to people. I think that's very important.
Yeah.
And the truth about themselves.
Amen. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, he's multi-talented.
You got to be able to laugh at yourself first.
Anyway, Richard.
I like that guy. Where is he playing in
Richard,
Vegas?
Tell us where you're playing.
Currently, the Comedy Palace, when I do open mic, I'll be doing this Italian restaurant in Vista once a week called Wild Spirit. And currently I have a radio show out of worldtuneradio.com on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m.
All right. I'll have to be invited on that show. Yeah.
I'd love for you to come on that show.
Hey, yeah. I'll take a chance at it, too.
Yeah, let her get these nice people to come on. Anyway, Richard, we're going to go out to San Diego. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get a place where we could do a live show from San Diego.
Okay, good.
We're working on it as we speak. Kathleen, your buddy Kathleen, is still working at it. So, but I'm going to work on
it. Hitting the streets at what corner?
Oh, God, he's bad. He's bad. Bad. No. Kathleen is going to get us a place there. So, anyway, we appreciate you calling. God bless you, and hope to see you in San Diego.
God bless you, too, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks, man. Richard. That was Richard, our psychic comedian. It's funny, I haven't heard from him.
He went to the psychic on that night, though, was he?
He's got to be psyching out. I don't know.
No, he should have all gone on a bop, 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 bop. Booyaka, booyaka, baby.
Can you imagine you start your career on a night like that? Unbelievable. Okay, let's get off this. And by the way, Shannon, who had that experience in Vegas, please call us back. We'd love to hear from you. Someone calling us back? Hello? Hello, hello.
Hi, Cameron.
Hello. Oh, Kathleen. Your buddy called.
I miss you.
I miss you too. Kathleen, when she comes, she brightens up the studio.
Yes, I'm coming.
Kathleen.
I have a question.
You have a question. Oh, my God.
Yes,
Annie's waiting for this question.
For my talented guest, my comedian talented guest, Annie McKnight.
Woo-woo.
Okay. We're on a one-hour show. Go ahead.
Hey, Kathleen, how you doing, my dear?
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
Okay, let me get her number.
Okay, I have a question for you. Just one question.
Okay.
My question is, what matters most, your self-fulfillment with your roles or your audience perception?
That's a good one, Kathleen. It's a very good one.
I asked the best questions, right?
Yeah. That's a very good question.
I love her questions,
You know, that's a good one for a comic because you really have to think about what would you say. And I would have to say have to be self-fulfilling. I have to be a little selfish. Because sometimes my words come from God and they have to be told. And I have to tell them the truth. You know, the truth hurt, but it also sets you free. And if I sit up there and I worry about hurting you as a person or your feelings, and it's something that will help you, then I'm doing you and the world a
Word.
A
snap.
Keep it real.
That's a great answer.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, Annie's going to have
a long one. That was a good one.
I know she has one good question.
Yeah, no, really?
anyway, Kathleen, thank you very much because we're expecting a call from Shannon.
Cameron. I'll see you soon.
All right.
When you're coming to San Diego?
Well, we're waiting to get a place up there. We're trying to get a place where we're going to perform and do a live show on Friday night.
Okay.
So we'll be there, man.
Do a live show.
I'm trying to hook up with Kiss, with the new place Kiss has.
Oh, okay.
They opened one in near
Del
Mar.
Good. I'm excited.
Well, good. We want to go there, Kathleen. You know I love performing. All right. I got to get this call, darling, because I got to talk to Shannon.
Okay.
Take care.
Love you.
Love you. Okay. Shannon.
Hello. Finally got through.
Oh, good. Shannon Lesser is a psychic, and she had one of the weirdest things happen in her life. She saw the concert in Vegas, and she had a bullet that didn't hit you, but it came near you. Is that correct?
Oh, it actually hit me.
Where?
It hit me, and it started to burn me. And wow. as I looked down, there was this big light, and it just bounced off me.
Wow. That's when God comes in and says, I'm going to save you, and this is a miracle.
Amen.
That's what it's called. So tell us what happened. Now, we hear about in the news about the concert. Was the concert good? Was it good so far?
It was good. The funny thing was is that I only went on Sunday. A friend of mine was sick, so she let me use her band.
Mm. And, oh, wow.
So, I mean, the concert was great. I was having a great time. I had gotten separated from my friends,
uh-huh.
and so I was all by myself trying to find them. And about 5 minutes before it happened, I had this really bad feeling like I needed to leave.
Mm, wow.
And so I started walking out. I was getting ready to leave, and it took forever to get it through the crowd. And as soon as I was free of the crowd, that's when the gunshots started.
Really?
Wow.
Did you hear the sound? It sound, some people say it was like fireworks. Some people, you know, like they heard like fire. Some heard a boom, boom, boom sound. Did you hear that?
Yeah, we thought it was fireworks.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people did.
Wow.
Well, now, because I know you've saved my life. Isn't it funny? She saves my life.
Really?
And the poor girl has this experience. And would you ever go to an open field concert after this?
No.
Yeah, I won't be doing it either.
That was my last one.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Coachella because Coachella's going to have Paul McCartney
in
2018. I will not go. Mm-hmm. And that you feel like I do. I won't go because, first of all, we have no protection. Mm-hmm. Second, if a gunman goes wild, it's the soft tissue, they call it, mm-hmm. people come in. I don't want to be part of that.
And
I think
so
you're
going to
see a lot of concerts not going to be like that. So tell us, you saw people getting shot. What did you think?
Well, I mean, the craziest thing was is that the second round of bullets, we knew that it was bullets after that. I mean, the first round we thought, oh, this is part of the show, there's fireworks. But the second round, everyone started to run. And I knew instinctively that if I ran with them, two things were going to happen. One, he was going to pick us all off at the same time because, you know, you're in this big group and we just give them bigger targets, right? The other
give
thing was
targets.
That I knew
she
I,
must
I
be from
trampled.
The hood.
Yeah. After me, he was from the hood. But it's true because he's a soft target.
Yeah.
So now what?
And so I went to the side.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And when I went to the side, there was a beer stand that had been pushed over. That was like those metal cooler beer stands. And so as I'm walking towards the beer stand, the third round of bullets started. And I heard this bullet coming. It was like this high-pitched noise, and I knew it was going to hit me.
Wow.
I just knew it at that point.
Wow.
And it hit me in the stomach, and it felt like I had been punched in the stomach.
My.
And all of a sudden, I feel this burning, searing pain, and I look down, and the bullet was burning me. But in that same moment, there was this huge light, and it bounced right off of me.
Wow.
And
praise.
That was faith in the Lord.
Yes, praise him.
But here's the crazy thing, Cameron.
Yeah.
2 months before this happened, I was laying in bed wide awake, and I had this searing pain in my stomach. And in my mind, I start panicking, saying, I've been shot. And I feel the blood coming out of me. I could feel the warmth. I could feel the wetness of the blood. And I'm having a full-on panic attack in my bed. I've been shot. I've been shot. And I hear you can heal it. So I imagined what it would be like to pull the bullet out and to heal from the inside out. And in my imagination, I had seen only a red spot on my stomach.
Wow.
And when I was going through this in my vision, I saw a girl with dark hair holding the wound. And I knew that I was alone. I mean, that there was people there, but I was alone. There was nobody that knew me. And the dark hair, she was holding the wound. And so once it had healed and there was only that round spot, I was like, okay, you know, and maybe I thought I was going crazy. I thought, you know, this is really weird. Well, at the event, that is the exact same spot I got hit. It is the exact same mark that was there. And the girl that was next to me when I took cover was this dark-haired girl. It was the girl that was holding the rag. And putting the pressure on me.
Wow, that's amazing.
And she told me, she was freaking out. She's checking my stomach, and she's like, are you hit? Are you hit? I said, I got hit, but I don't know if there's a hole or not. So she's checking my stomach, and she had commented. She goes, well, you give a new term to the term abs of steel.
I was going to say, this is what I was going to ask you. The bullets start flying at, 10:04 at night? And I don't know, I don't understand how the guy was shooting from the Mandalay Bay, because you know it's real close. Mm-hmm. You know, now what was your impression of, you know, where you were coming out and you experienced what you did, but now the bullets were like boom, boom, boom. Were they going to affect like on you?
Or nonstop, extremely fast.
Yeah, that's how it is.
It felt like it never ended.
Wow.
And it probably was 10 seconds, but it felt to me like it was like 30 seconds of bullets, just nonstop. You could actually, in the air, feel the bullets passing you and the heat.
Wow. So he was shooting. He was shooting without a stop. Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
But I was going to ask you, so the event took, 10 minutes? That's what they say on television.
It was longer than that. It definitely was longer than that. It was probably, realistically 12 to 15 minutes, but it felt like it went on for a half an hour, like it just never stopped.
Now, let me ask you a question. You go through this. Were the police there? Were a lot first responders on the way? Are people coming? No. See, that's the problem.
Now, the police were outside dealing with the shooter, and I understand that. But the paramedics, I think it was probably an hour and a half to 2 hours before they got there. There were people loading up their bodies in the back of their truck to take them to the hospital. Some dead, some alive. They were just putting bodies in the back of the truck to try and save people.
Well, now, let me ask you a question. Were the police, because I've dealt with, because I go to Vegas a lot, the people with the Metro police, those are the guys that they work hard. Those are very unselfish guys. Mm-hmm. Did you meet any of them after that whole ordeal, the Metro guys?
No. They were actually guarding us.
Okay,
and so we actually got to, thank the SWAT team, and they stood there with us and everything. But other than that, no. I actually stayed behind. I didn't run for safety. I stayed behind and was doing what I could to get people out and to help people.
Well, let me ask you a question. Because you go through such a tragedy like this, and we got someone who was there.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Because, Shannon, you do good work. Shannon works on people. She's psychic. She's someone who does really important work, and you would want to go to her. And now, Shannon, what do you think about the shooter? Because I know you had a vibration. What do you think about this person?
Well, I can say that there were definitely, at least from what I was able to witness, there was more than one shooter.
I've heard that from the sheriff that called me.
I don't know.
It makes sense because the bullets.
That's a lot
flying.
Going on.
But he had two windows to shoot out of.
Two windows. Someone was there.
So that's why he was able to do that.
He was over here. We even thought that there was somebody on the ground shooting because they were coming from different directions. There was somebody, the gun sounded like it was right next to us.
Wow.
And so we are looking over the fence for the other shooter, because we knew that there was the higher one, because we could see the flashes from Mandalay Bay. We actually saw them from two parts of the, two separate floors of the Mandalay Bay, from the middle, general middle, to the top of the Mandalay Bay. And we thought that there was one on the ground because it was coming from a different direction, and we just couldn't understand it.
Now, let me ask you a question. You you were going through all this. You had to get out of there. Did the how did you get out of this mess? Because it's chaos. I can imagine chaos. People are yelling. People are screaming. It's a whole bunch of action happening. Because I've covered different events where there's been stuff like this.
The strange thing was they were putting bodies into wheelbarrows.
That's real stuff.
And so they took them to kind of like a triage place where they were laying there waiting to be moved.
Uh-huh.
And we started lining them up in the street.
Wow.
So that as the trucks would come, they would start loading up the body.
No place to take them.
And so I just worked my way out of the street.
Exactly.
But then, the police officer said, you need to go. And he...
They wanted to the street.
There was a guy walking by, and he kind of just, put his arm out so I could grab his arm. And as we're walking, he begins to sob, and he said, my best friend just died in my arms.
Wow.
And, it probably took me about 4 hours to get to the Tropicana from the beginning of the shooting too.
Right.
So in other words, we hear about the police, Metro being there on time, but it sounds like there was blunders in the whole operation of the police. See, LAPD, they have a 20-minute system where if someone gets shot, they're there. They're there. And
in the
it's
right
interesting. Well, no. When they hear a bullet like this, shot like this, they're pretty much there. So let me ask you a question. What did you learn from this whole ordeal? Because this is stuff, it's like John F. Kennedy's assassination, historical event. What did you learn from this?
Well, I learned there's some truly, truly good people in this world. We always look at, the negatives of all of this.
Right.
But when the rubber hit the road and when there was nobody to help, every single person in that country group stopped and helped and covered in blood. They didn't care. Mm-hmm. They were there. They were helping. They were shielding people. They died to save other people. Mm-hmm. So there are truly good people out there. I did want to say, Cameron, really quickly, and this is part of the reason why I wanted to do this, is I put together a team of people, psychologists and healers and NLP professionals to help these people, help the survivors and their families. And so they can just contact me and I will put them to the right place. I'm also offering all of my services to the survivors as well.
Give your information, not your phone, but give your email so people could contact you.
I'll give my phone number because I really want people to be able to contact me.
Sure.
My number is 310-503-9380. Contact me, text me. If you're a survivor and you need help, let me know. We've put together a very strong team. We're going to have two events. We're going to have one here in Sunset Beach and one in Las Vegas.
When are you going to be in Vegas? Because maybe I'll do my show from there. When are you going to do the one in Vegas?
We're looking to have it within the next week or two, so I'll let you know.
Let me know because we'll move the show to Vegas. Yeah, we'll move the show to Vegas because I have a buddy that has a station right on the strip, so we can do a live show.
That'd be good.
But you're our favorite guest, and when I heard that you were, involved in this crazy ordeal, I couldn't believe it. So God bless you, and it's a miracle that you hear about in the news, but when you have someone personal is involved, it's another story.
I'm glad you're okay, girl.
Yeah, we're glad she made it out okay. And by the way, if people want to, you're on your website, if they want to give a donation to others, could they do that?
Absolutely, yes. They just listed it for a donation for the survivors. We are actually going to be making up some t-shirts.
Uh-huh.
We're going to put out the campaign that it starts with love and ends the violence. And so we're going to have t-shirts for sale. But right now, if you just want to donate, you can donate on my site. It's specifically saved for the survivors. I'm going to personally make sure it gets to the survivors. I'm not going to be one of those fundraisers that who knows where it goes.
Right.
It's going to go to the survivors to help them pay their medical bills.
That's for
good,
sure.
That's good.
But anyway, Shannon, we're just so grateful for you to be back and be here,
mm-hmm.
and for you to share what happened. And this is, by the way, is exclusive to my show and also LA Talk Radio. So when Shannon's on, she's telling you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to listen to the show and hear this again, You will do so tomorrow. They'll have it. Repeat the show. Thanks so much, Shannon.
Yeah, hopefully,
so much.
Hopefully next time I'll actually be in there with you. You know, today was just a little challenging because mm-hmm. I'm still having difficulty in crowds. But
right.
Next time I'll be there.
But Shannon, God bless you. And like I said, our hearts are with you. And I know the family at LA Talk Radio. You're part of my show, Cameron Sports and Life. And we love you very much. And we pray that everything will work out for everyone.
Yeah.
Lots of love to you, too. Thank you so much for having me on. Many blessings to you guys.
My pleasure. You thanks too, so Shannon. Much. Anyway, everyone
all right,
out there,
bye-bye.
Thanks
bye-bye.
So much. That was psychic Shannon Lesner.
Oh, wow.
And we just had her on to talk about the evils of things in life. Mm-hmm. So she spoke about a lot of this stuff. Now we got to call her, and then we're going to get back. We're busy show. Yeah. Get her in. We'll get the kid in real quick. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Welcome to Cameron Sports and Life. We were just talking to someone I know personally that was involved in Vegas. So she talked about what happened. It was a very powerful show. So tell us about Taste of Encino. That's going to be coming up.
Oh, well, we're celebrating 30 years of the Encino. We're actually calling it the Family Festival this year, just because it's more fitting. It's all about family.
Okay.
It's Sunday, October 8th on the corner of Balboa and Ventura Boulevard.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. I will attend. I will be there to represent LA Talk Radio and Cameron Sports and Life. And we'll go out there, and I'm so glad I'm able to be here alive, you know, to share the moment. But anyway, you're going to have vendors. You're going to have different people there, and it's a wonderful event. And I got where it's located. You're going to be between Balboa and Amstoy. Is that right? Ventura Boulevard.
Yes, on Ventura Boulevard.
Ventura Boulevard and between Balboa and Amstoy. And it'll be from 10 to 4 p.m. October 8th, which is Sunday. Right?
Right. And this year it's going to be amazing. We have food trucks, live music. The stand is participating. We're going to have craft beer and a wine garden. The LA Galaxy Star Squad, Van Nuys Airport's Vinny.
Okay.
Cal State Northridge will have inflatables for the kids
A
whole children's section along with booths from many of our local businesses.
Well, very nice. For family, you don't hear a family fun. And by the way, it's free admission. Is that right?
It is free, yeah.
Admission.
So you just come and enjoy yourself.
You can get anything for free in L.A.
I know, right?
Right.
True.
Anyway, we will go there. Thank you very much for calling. I will be out to represent my show and the network. And thank you so much.
Great. And thank you so much for having us on.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you Sunday.
Okay, we'll see you then. All right. We'll move on a little bit. Now, we were going to talk about the movie 22 Years. But
22 Years.
But, what happened was, isn't that interesting? He alive.
That's
she was telling this from her heart. Now, 22 Years is a great movie by Don Noel. Pignola!
Yeah.
They get the Italian in it.
Italian in it.
Yeah, you get it. And then a wonderful cast. So tell us your role in the film.
All right, so for me, I'm Alexander Garland, and I'm one of the producers of 22 Years. I play a quick cameo as Sweetie in the film, and I was a production designer.
Oh,
so,
cool.
I've been doing a lot of the marketing with Don Noel for the last 2 years, getting the film out and to a lot of festivals. We've won a lot of awards, and right now we're at the Broadway International Film Festival. We're screening this Sunday.
Where is that located?
That is at 11455 Burbank Boulevard, which is actually at the Church of Scientology, right on the corner of Burbank. Yeah,
that's cool.
I didn't think that there was a space for a film festival there, but it's really beautiful and that it's really great screen. So we're happy to be there. They'll be playing all weekend. Our film is screening on 1:30 on Sunday. Yeah,
Sunday. I'll make sure to come.
Yeah. So we also have Jelena Sky in the radio station with us as well.
Hi, Jelena. Welcome to LA
she
Talk
plays
Radio.
Young Don Noel, basically in the film.
How was now? I'll ask you a question. Tell us about playing Don Noel. She was a dancer. Tell us about the character and playing Don Noel.
Well, playing Don Noel was really fun because I got to be with my dad, and he gave me this gift for my birthday.
Oh, how nice.
And I was very excited to play the role.
Oh, wow. That's great. Great to hear. Now, from this, you could go on to another role, right?
Yeah. I mean, she has some other stuff that's going on right now as well, don't you? Like a feature and a short. Yeah.
I have a feature film called The Pastor.
Okay.
It's a Christian movie. And
faith-based. Yeah. I don't know what they're called. Faith-based. So anyway, is it in production right now or is it out?
It'll be like out in the end of the year.
Okay, so it's in production and it'll be out the end of the year. You'll come back. Right? He'll bring you back.
I'll bring her back.
By the way, what was really cool about Don's movie, for all the people that haven't seen it, it's a true story about Don and her relationship with her father. You know, the character.
Right. It is a true story. It's actually, it comes in her family. It wasn't her story specifically, but it definitely
Someone
is
else.
In her family. So, yeah. It was something, you know, to have that all written out and be performed. So that it's been really
great.
She
did a wonderful job in it. I've seen it a couple of times. What I was going to mention, folks, is, because of time, next week we're going to get back in the UFO world. We're going to talk about Travis Walton, the guy who was picked up. He's going to be in studio. Yep. Live in studio. So the studio may be turning around. We've had some weird stuff happen. And then Jessica Stein will be calling us from Philadelphia. And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk about other events, you know, that are going on in L.A. And we, each week, the show, we're going to be doing this for 9 years. Mm. Right?
Wow.
Nine years. Yeah, Don was my first guest.
We were in the studio.
Wow. But we're growing, and it's just amazing. Journey going through this, and you know, with all the stuff that goes on in the news, there is time when we have a fun show and we talk about, you know, where we're headed. But I want to think now. Tell us about yourself.
Well, my name is Bridget Dunn Corpella, and actually Don and Alexander and I, we were all in Lion King together. So I spent many years dancing with Don. But since then, I've actually created my own dance company.
Ooh.
And so it's a dance theater company called Be Done Movement.
Okay.
And so we're actually doing work, and it actually pertains to what we're talking about now. The theater work is actually dealing with, you know, current events and issues and trying to address it through dance and theater.
So we
just performed at the Bootleg Theater with the Black Tina Festival, which includes Black and Latino choreographers. We had a great review from
next time you do it.
Yeah,
let's, well, let's bring him in.
Well, we're performing.
Bring him in.
We're coming. We have a new performance coming up on the 21st at the Taste of Soul Festival.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, and that's actually being hosted by Lula Washington Dance Theater.
Yes.
And that's October 21st. So you can come and see us there. And we're doing excerpts of work
again. A couple weeks already, right?
Yeah, actually,
weeks.
It's like what? Right, yeah.
Please let us know what it is, so
I will.
We'll have you back in.
Absolutely.
You can talk about it.
Thank you.
And then
yes.
With the Don, you know, the 22 years, what has been the surprising thing about doing a film like this?
Well, what's been surprising the most, I think, is that we've been on the film circuit for the film festival circuit for so long. Most films, I would say, you know, run that circuit for a year, and it's been 2 years, almost, you know, going on three now, and it's just like, seems like there's no stopping it, you know. So that's been really cool. And also the fact that, you know, Dawn and I, because we have this history of working together in The Lion King, you know, we made this film, and then it's, you know, we started to make other films together. So it's been really cool to see that relationship change. And Yeah. I mean, to just open me up to other, I would say, roles.
Possibilities.
As well. Yeah. As a producer, you know, I just became the creative director for another theater company, Coin and Ghost, actually. And we're having a show that opens October 20th through November 12th at the Complex Theater. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll be playing a Voodoo Witch Queen on this show.
Ooh, you got double billing.
Yeah. So you can find us on Instagram and stuff like that at Coin and Ghost, Facebook as well. Then, it's definitely going to be a fun show. It's called Fortunate Son, and it deals with the myth of the Faust classical text.
Oh,
German,
yeah,
classical text.
Yeah,
so
I read that.
It's good stuff.
What we'd like to do when you talk to Don, I want to do a thing about the craziness of broadcasting. That would be fun. When you have to get a story and then people will go, oh my God, it's not true. You got to go back.
Right. You have to fact check and all that stuff.
What I wanted to mention to a lot of people out there is that next week the show will be back to normal like we are this week, but we're going to have We're going to talk about different subjects. And my, I was going to talk about the Emmys next week.
Right.
We're going to talk about also all these small little get-togethers, these events. Like you were at the International Fair. We didn't go this year because of time. We were so busy with other things. We're going this year. We're going to be going for the UFO end of us. We're going to go to Roswell.
Oh wow!
So Roswell is going to be our next journey for that. And then what we're going to do before the end of the year, you know, like I said, with we talked with Shannon. We'd love to do a show on that meet the people because I have a feeling she's going to have a lot of people that were involved in that.
Vegas.
That would be interesting
Vegas.
Because we'll have a perspective. And she told you. Very interesting when you
but
talk to
someone.
But it
makes it human. You know what I mean? Like
she makes it real.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I was seeing her for, you know, she teaches classes. And I told her, I said, you know, we were just talking way back. I said, a lot of these things come so real.
Yeah.
And you don't know, you know, in life. But we wanted to, you know, send our condolences to the people out there. Also, what I wanted to mention, there was a couple of other things we wanted to talk about. Okay, let me get my little news flash. Let me get my news thing. They caught three men. Did you hear about New York?
No.
What is this?
They were ready to blow up Times Square.
Oh, my gosh.
So they caught him today, thank God.
Ugh.
And that's on the news end. In Vegas, they're still trying to come up with
a reason why.
The motive.
Yeah.
And then Cam Newton, the quarterback for Carolina, you know, apologized for his rude remarks to women.
Right.
And that which was uncalled for. And then other things.
Harvey.
It is. What we're going to mention is the Cubbies won, and Dodgers, we'll have the Dodgers score. Dodgers are playing right now in the stadium. So next week we'll talk about the playoffs. And one other thing I was going to mention, what we haven't said here, when we do these shows, we want to get comment. So please, you know, email us at Cameron, full name, CamerDatzker at Yahoo. And if you have any thoughts with us, we're going to plan out our Thanksgiving show, Christmas show, New Year's. You know, got to do all that stuff. You know, but we're going to do it. And then I wanted to lastly thank the repertoire of the 22 years, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming
in. Yes, thank you for having me. Yes, we'll keep you updated with Be Done Movement, absolutely.
And we're here to be a focus of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I want to thank everyone.
Thank you.
And with that in mind, we wish you good night from...
Thank you.
...Los Angeles. Right. Good night, everyone, from
good night.
Angeles.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datzker.